presentation, 23rd of August, patient Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, Swatsky, S-W-A-T-S-K-I, date of birth 5/28/1986. Ashley Swatsky was seen for evaluation of her thyroid per paragraph. She gives a history of fatigue and anxiety, which is probably multifactorial period. She says that her periods have been heavier and is not exercising at the present time period. Paragraph. She had COVID in December 2021, and past medical history is otherwise notable for anxiety and traumatic relationships in the distant past. Paragraph. Family history. She's an only child and states that her father has type 1 diabetes. Paragraph. Social history. She works at Cabela's, smokes marijuana, and drinks alcohol in moderate dosages. Paragraph. General review is significant for weight gain of about 10 pounds, comma, frequency of urination, comma, problems with sleep, and occasional headaches. Paragraph. On examination, blood pressure, 108 over 52, comma, weight 113 pounds, and BMI is 19.3, period. The pulse is about 70 mg regular sinus rhythm. Paragraph. Examination of her thyroid gland reveals it to be upper limit of normal in size and slightly firm in consistency. Period. There's no neck lymphadenopathy. Period. The answers are normal. The lungs are clear. And the peripheral examination is grossly intact. Paragraph. I reviewed recent thyroid function tests showing a TSH partially suppressed 0.16, comma, free T4 1.6 and free T3 3.8. Period. Thyroid antibody tests, colon, TPO is positive and TSI is negative. Paragraph. Depression. Small goiter secondary to Hashimoto's thyroiditis. Period. There's mild thyroid function test disturbance, comma, maybe, comma, possibly aggravated by anxiety, but without overt hyperthyroidism. Period. She does not have Graves' disease. Paragraph. At this point, comma, I recommend observation and routine follow visit in about 3 months' time. Paragraph. In addition.